Richard Colomar, the son of a businessman, was born in Brooklyn on December 31, 1910. A rebellious child, he was sent to a school for problem boys in New Jersey. Later, he attended Tusculum College in Tennessee. It was while he was a student he became involved in acting and won a place at Yale Dramatic School. In 1938, Colomar obtained a leading role in Knickerbocker Holiday. This was followed by the musical Too Many Girls. The New York Times described him as an exuberant comedian unspoiled by cleverness. Colomar married Dorothy Kilgallen in April 1940. The couple had three children, Jill, Richard, and Carrie. In April 1945, the couple began a daily morning radio show, Breakfast with Dorothy and Dick. The program went out live Monday through Saturday, 8:15 to 8:55 a.m., and Sunday, 11:30 to noon. Over the years, the program was gradually commercialized. Companies paid to have their products mentioned over breakfast, and theater producers arranged to have their plays and musicals discussed over breakfast. Films and books were also promoted by the hosts. Colomar also worked as a theater producer. This included Early to Bed by Jupiter, Leave It to the Girls, and Dream with Music. He also owned and operated a nightclub in New York City called The Left Bank. He worked closely with the Art Students League and started a small art gallery. For the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, I'm Colin Campbell. You can check out my services at ColinCampbellVoice.com. Thank you and enjoy the show.